An earthworm is a terrestrial annelid invertebrate that belongs to the Lumbricidae family. Earthworm derives its name from where it lives, earth. They are adaptable to any biome with moist soil or dead plant material. They are most abundant in rainforest areas and freshwater. Earthworms are smooth-skinned worms with a tube within a tube-segmented body plan. Each segment is covered with a row of bristles called setae. These bristles anchor them on the ground and are the inspiration behind the scientific name quat, alagakita.quat, alagakit translates to quat, few bristles.quat. It turns out that these worms are incredible and play significant roles in the ecosystem. Earthworms are very important for improving the quality of the soil, such as its moisture, ability to hold water, and nutrient content. Here are 10 incredible facts about earthworms. 1. Earthworms are hermaphrodites. Earthworms possess both male and female body organs, making them simultaneous hermaphrodites. Their mating typically occurs when it has rained, and the ground is suitably wet. They are incapable of reproducing on their own and will require another worm's assistance. Emerging from the underground, they extend their anterior ends and patiently wait for another worm to align in the same direction. Two worms pair with each other by establishing body contact, from which a mucus-like substance is secreted into a ring around them. From there, they separate in a few hours and proceed to lay eggs that are fertilized in the cocoon. Usually, worms are ready to mate by the time they are 90 days old. 2. Earthworms have more than one heart. Earthworms don't have a heart. They have 10 pairs of pharyngeal arch arteries, 5 single-chambered aortic arches, that run across their bodies. They are counted as 5 hearts, mainly pumping blood and carrying food, waste, and respiratory gases throughout the earthworm's body. Their hearts are not as complicated as ours, maybe because their blood doesn't have to be pumped to many body parts. 3. Earthworms belong to the Animalia kingdom. When mentioning earthworms, it is hard to automatically imagine them as animals. They belong to the Animalia kingdom, though we often confuse them with insects. The fact that worms and insects come under the Animalia kingdom does not mean worms are insects. In taxonomy, earthworms belong to the phylum Annelida, or segmented invertebrates. Members of this classification include aquatic worms, leeches, and other terrestrial worms. Worms of the phylum Nematoda, such as hookworms, roundworms, and threadworms, are usually cylindrical. 4. Earthworms do not have eyes or legs. Earthworms don't have eyes. Instead, they depend on their receptor cells located on their skin. These receptor cells are highly sensitive to light and touch. They have a hydrostatic skeleton and a sleek body that is well streamlined. This adaptation enables them to squeeze into very tight spaces. Earthworms don't have limbs either. They have well-developed, powerful longitudinal and circular muscles wrapped around every body segment that help them push their way into the soil by wriggling and writhing. The setae also help worms grip the ground as they move. 5. Charles Darwin spent most of his years studying earthworms. Charles Darwin, the father of evolution, spent over 30 years studying earthworms and published his results afterward. In the book titled Quat, The Formation, Vegetable Mold, and Action of Worms, Quat, Darwin shared the results of his findings on earthworms' diet, intelligence, and lack of ability to hear and respond to sound. Earthworms do not have ears, but Darwin tested their sense of hearing. He noted that earthworms behaved the same regardless of their continent and couldn't hear sound but were responsive to vibration. Earthworms have a basic brain connected to their muscles and epidermis by nerves. The nerves detect any vibrations or flavors within the earthworm's habitat. 6. Earthworms have no lungs or nose. That's right, worms don't have lungs or noses. So, how do they breathe? Earthworms, like all animals, need oxygen but can't breathe through their mouths. Instead, earthworms breathe through their thin, permeable skin. They rely on diffusion to inhale and exhale, so the earthworm's skin must always be moist for dissolved oxygen to pass into their bloodstream. They usually keep their skin moist by secreting slimy mucus. Worms can hardly survive in an environment that's completely dry. 7. Earthworms die or get paralyzed if exposed to sunlight for a long time. Their skin contains several biomolecules called sterol and tetrin, like humans. The effect of sunlight on earthworms degenerates circular and longitudinal muscles, thus drying the skin. Earthworms would be unable to breathe if the skin became too dry, and they would die. Earthworms do best in moderate conditions, which is why vermicomposting is a perfect solution for indoor composting. 8. Earthworms have an average lifespan of 4 to 8 years. Earthworms live for approximately 4 to 8 years, though most garden worms do not exceed 4 years. They are constantly preyed on by many species of birds, starlings, crows, thrushes, robins and gulls, toads, snakes, and numerous invertebrates, for example, ground beetles, spiders, slugs, ants, and flatworms. Earthworms dying inside the vermicompost systems can be traced back to a few problems, including lack of air circulation, extreme temperatures, incorrect moisture levels, and too much or too little food. 9. The Microcetus rapi is the longest earthworm. Macrocetus rapi takes the record for the longest earthworm specimen ever found. It was discovered in 1976 on the road between King Williamstown and Alice in South Africa and was 21 feet long, 6.4 meters, when extended. Other large earthworms include the giant Gippsland, with an average length of 3 to 5 feet, 80 to 150 centimeters, though some specimens of about 6.6 feet have been recorded. The Oregon giant earthworm, native to North America, is also large and can grow to a length of 4.3 feet. 10. Earthworms are prone to protein poisoning. Protein poisoning is inevitable in earthworms. It's caused by impaired protein digestion, which encourages fermentation, producing greater quantities of acidic compounds. Their calciferous glands cannot excrete adequate calcium to neutralize acidity. Therefore, the gas buildup in the earthworms may lead to the rupture of their intestines, leaving them deformed.